Journal entry 57. Little Elise is sleeping. She had a long day with Hemi at the central campus. I've had a long day, too. I can't seem to shut my brain off to get some sleep. The Heroes of the Earth community have put up flyers up all over Bear Country. They continue to hold meetings in the big tent. Their newness is wearing off. I've noticed that they aren't attracting as many people as they did on the first day. The captured raider remains in jail. Sheriff Pete has posted guards to make sure he doesn't go anywhere. Joshua and his men continue to look for answers. He is still certain that the Heroes of the Earth are behind his troubles. Joshua's considering taking his people and leaving Bear Country to get away from the troubles here. I'm not sure that leaving is going to help his troubles. If there are more raiders out there, and I personally believe there could be, then leaving Bear Country isn't going to help. Sheriff Pete, Jonas, and Joshua and I went to speak to the Heroes of the Earth leader again. Father's calm voice seriously gets on my nerves. He can't simply answer the question. He has to give a sermon. I wanted to reach out and wring his neck. He continues to insist that his community has no affiliation with the Raiders. Actually, what he said was that the Raiders are not members of his community. I am thinking that he is having someone else do his dirty work. Something funny? Lost followed me to the Heroes of the Earth. She doesn't like Father. She barked and barked. I had to tie her to a tree so that we could have our meeting. I think Lost knows he is not a good person. Maddie.